KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Greg here, KX93.5. I have two fabulous women here. Stacy, say hello.
Good morning, Laguna.
And my voice was fine until I turned the microphone on.
What happened?
And then I have Anne.
Good morning, Laguna Beach.
We'll be right back. California, the center of the universe, as I like to say, for all those people out there. We don't have fires here. I better knock on wood. Yeah. We've been spared, and we have beautiful weather, and we have beautiful people here this morning. Stacy and Ann Friedman. I'm going to tempt the water a little here.
Uh-oh.
Ann. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Ann is a nonprofit professional. She's a mother of two adult children. How old are they?
They are 30 and 26.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone's doing the math. They're going, ching, ching, ching. Okay.
Jeez.
I would have never known,
you
believe
look
me.
20. No.
And three fur babies.
Yes. I have three cats. Kona.
Oh.
Bella is actually another cat that's my daughter's that has moved out. So that would have been number four. And then we have Gracie and Jack.
Quite a family you
what
have.
A family. Yes.
And she lives in Long Beach with her wife, Kelly.
That is correct.
And Anne loves musical theater, traveling, country, line dancing, which she did last
which
night,
she
I
did
hear.
Last
and,
night.
And she managed to pull herself together.
She went far away to line dance. And she's here.
I know.
Good for her.
Thank you. We're so happy. Line dancing takes a lot of energy.
It does. It does. It's a lot of energy, but it's a lot of fun.
And you went to LA and did that.
I did. I was in Studio City at Oil Can Harry's just a few hours ago.
Yeah. I'm gonna elaborate. We did the Pride group here in Laguna Beach did one country dance event in Mozambique, and there's another one on the list. So if there's an interest out there in line dancing, as I can see, Annie will be there. Anne will
yes.
be there. Let's see. In theater and line dancing and volunteering was the last word thing that I see here you do. In 2009, Anne began volunteering with an organization called Gay for Good.
Now, that's correct.
Isn't that nice? Gay for Good. I love it. Yep. And shortly after she joined the leadership team, they sucked her in and said, Annie, we need you. Is that how it happened?
That is almost exactly how it happened.
Followed by the board, where she served in various roles and was recently hired as the first ever employee.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Gay for Good is a nonprofit organization that aims to energize and mobilize the LGBTQ community to interact with the greater community by volunteering time to various social welfare and environmental service projects. And today has over 6,000 members and can be found in 14 communities, including Orange County and all across the United States. So Annie's here. Anne is here. We're going to talk about her path and everything. Then we have some news like we normally do. But first, let's get some of our announcements out of the way. I want to thank our sponsor again this week Compass Real Estate and Mike Johnson. Thank you for being our sponsor. We love you, and we love that you have been an undying and faithful supporter.
Thank you, Mike.
Also, I want to say, I see this on the desk here, August 25th. Is that today? I think so.
I think it is.
Yeah.
That would be today.
That's today at 6 to 10 p.m. It's Jason Blake Moore, Oscar P., Michael Vech, V-E-G-H, is that Vech? And Steve the Ruckus in the Sunset Limelight presents Sunset Sessions Wine Gallery. So that's in the wine gallery, which is just under the station here.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say, it's right just, here, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we just stagger downstairs or leave here, stagger back to the station. No, we wouldn't do that. But
no, because we staggered across
anyway,
the street.
That's to this evening at 6 to 10 p.m. A little announcement for our neighbors. We love our neighbors.
Nice.
Yeah, Chris, I believe is his name. So we have a brand new artist going to play one song, and we're going to come back here and chat with Anne. And I'm sure Stacy and I will just slice and dice her, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She has no idea.
She has no. She walked into this one.
No. She's really cute, though, so yeah. I'll be kind.
Okay. We'll be right back.
We got problems with each other. Let them go for a little longer. Cover bruises on our bodies, say it's alright, 'cause you love me. It's getting harder to hide, no matter how hard we try. You always f*** with my head. We try to turn this around, we'll never find common ground. We go in circles again, pointing fingers at each other, going nowhere, all out of it. Cutting deeper, bleeding harder, cutting deeper, cutting deeper. How are we gonna heal? 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 You compare me to my father. Know my triggers, hit me harder. Keep the pain in, hold my temper. You went too far, I'll remember, yeah. It's getting harder to hide, no matter how hard we try. You always f*** with my head. We try to turn this around, we'll never find common ground. We go in circles again, pointing fingers at each other, going nowhere, all out of it. Cutting deeper, bleeding harder. Cutting deeper, cutting deeper. How are we gonna heal?
You didn't figure out that out. That song is called Heal, and it's by Michael, and I don't have the last name, got cut off on the screen, but it's Heal, and it's a new video that's out on YouTube. I watched it last night, and it's worth a good view. So Heal, and it's gay oriented, shocking.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
Okay, enough of that. Let's get to Anne.
Yes.
And find out. So you live in Long Beach, and you got kind of swept into this crazy gays for good.
That's true.
How long has that thing been around?
So Gay for Good has actually been around since 2008. I became involved around 2010, 2011. I heard about this amazing group of people doing volunteer work and decided to just show up one day and come to a project. And what Gay for Good does is each month in these 14 communities across the country, each chapter has a set of project leaders that plan monthly activities for the LGBTQ community to come out and do some sort of work at a park or a beach or an animal shelter or a food bank.
Let me just interject. It's not for gays doing it for gays. It's gays doing it for the community.
That is correct.
So there's a big difference.
Absolutely. So we actually typically help nonprofits that are not associated with the LGBTQ community.
Oh, cool.
And the reason that we're doing this is it's this way to bridge the gap between us and the greater community and to show a side to our community and see us through a different lens that you might not traditionally see.
No, that's wonderful. That's wonderful to put us... dispel some of the disparaging dislikes and of that are out there. Yeah,
absolutely. So this is a way to, not that pride parades and some of the images that we see in the media aren't good,
right,
but this is a way to show even a different angle, a different view.
So,
and at the same time, you're out there helping people.
Nice.
Yeah. So you've
very
been
nice.
Yeah, isn't that great, Stacey? So you've been there for 8 years, about.
Yes, I've been involved.
So, in those 8 years, what was your most favorite project that you think came
about? Oh, I can tell you exactly what that was.
Yeah.
We did a project, and I shockingly ran into the owner of this nonprofit yesterday. I hadn't seen her in at least 5 years.
Shout out to her.
Yes. It was a animal shelter in Long Beach, which has now since closed, but Gay for Good brought about 40 volunteers to this very small animal shelter that was very underserved, unlike some of the bigger named ones.
Yeah.
And we had an opportunity to take all of the dogs out on a couple-hour walk. We had a group of volunteers that leashed up the 30, 40 dogs, took them out to the park, while another set of volunteers stayed back and pressure washed the entire facility to clean it without
nice.
The dogs inside.
Nice.
And then as the dogs came back, we got to give them baths and bring them back into their clean home.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
and it was a big hit.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Did you you help raise some funds for the?
We did not necessarily raise funds that day. However, I believe two adoptions resulted from our presence.
Good.
It's easy. It's terrifying to go to those and see all the animals and your heart pours out. So what a wonderful thing to do.
Yes.
So is there anything scheduled in the nearby community in the near future here that you're aware of?
There is. The LA chapter is going to be visiting Operation Gratitude, which is out in the valley. Operation Gratitude is an organization that puts together care packages for the military. And so LA's next project will be reaching out with them, doing these care package packing, so to speak. And Orange County has a couple of things in the works. And what the next project is actually escaping me right now.
Okay. Well, we have time.
We'll get back to me after the break on that one.
So you, when you first started, what was your function with it as a volunteer?
So my function as a volunteer, anybody can come out and volunteer with Gay for Good. And in order to do that, you find us in one of two ways. You would either visit our website and join our mailing list so that you get notified about projects in your community, or each of our chapters does have a Facebook page as well that they will announce projects.
Okay.
I stumbled upon Gay for Good as a volunteer through Facebook and started following their events. And so basically, the way that it works is an event gets announced and volunteers can choose to RSVP, or they can delete the email or ignore the post and check back next month. And so you have this opportunity to volunteer every month if you should so choose, or you can volunteer once a year, twice a year. It's entirely up to each individual.
So I'm thinking, my mind's rolling along here. You know, the benefits of volunteering. I have a new friend that moved here from Iowa, and he said, we all went to dinner because he said he's having a horrible time meeting people. And he's not necessarily a bar person. This would be a great opportunity to volunteer for the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and meet like-minded people that are, I assume everyone that volunteers is kind-hearted. I would
assume so. I may have had one or two volunteers that weren't so nice, but I would say that 99.9% of our volunteers are amazingly wonderful people who are out there to do good. And you touched on something that is another part of why we're doing what we're doing is exactly that. It's a place where people can come together that are like-minded, meet one another, and make friends.
Yeah.
Never know where that goes from there. Mm-hmm. But it provides this really safe space.
Yeah.
And healthy space.
Outdoor activity.
Absolutely.
You know? Get your heart rate up.
And another thing that's unique to us is within our community, there are groups that do segregate themselves. So there are groups for just gay men or just lesbians or just trans folk. And this is an organization that embraces everybody in one space.
LGBTQ.
Including and friends.
There's a couple new ones.
What is all this?
I
know. We're going to have the entire alphabet.
I know.
Soon.
It's getting longer and longer.
It is.
But anyway, they're all included, right?
Anybody can come. Mom, dad. Occasionally, yeah. Your dog,
your fur baby.
So that was your first step into it, was to volunteer. And then I know you told me that you had a paying job somewhere else.
I did. I worked for a community foundation.
Yeah.
And just a few months ago, made a very big decision to leave that job, which I did love.
Yeah.
But I had been involved with Gay for Good for 8 years now. And as a result of our growth, we were in a position where we really needed to hire some staff. Mm-hmm. And so I was brought on to be their first director to help bring Gay for Good to more communities.
Now, nice. As director, are you a director of all 14?
Absolutely, yes.
So you're the grand poobah here.
I am it, along with a really amazing board.
Okay.
We work really hard.
But you're King Kamehameha right here. Our queen.
Yeah, there you go.
You could say that.
Queen Kamehameha, thank you.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you.
So I think when I first met, there you kind of explained that it was a big decision, and you felt like, okay, this is something that's calling me, and it's something I really, really, really want to do, and it's the right thing to do. That's kind of what
there were some things that happened that made me really take a look at my life and what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I just have so much passion for this organization and what they're doing that I decided it was worth taking a shot and seeing where we could really take this. Over the past 3 years, I'm the person that receives all the incoming emails for Gay for Good. And over the past 3 years, we've received more than 50 requests saying, how can I do this in my city?
Oh, wow.
And we were turning folks away.
Oh,
and so it was this pivotal moment where the board and I, we all got together and sat down and started talking about where are we taking this organization? Do we want to keep it at the 12 chapters that it was a few months ago? We just added New York and D.C. to hit the 14. Or do we really want to see this grow and start building it?
So that... Hopefully with a new director and a strong board that is behind you, that those are all the possibilities for the future. But I want to draw back to one thing about passion, because this last week I had Ashley Ingersoll, and she is the lead in the play at Laguna Playhouse as Judy Garland, and a brilliant person. And her, I think, admittedly from her, her work is her passion. And we talked about passion being such an important part of what you do. And if you're if you're fortunate enough to be in a field where that something you're passionate about, I think that, you know, it becomes less work and drudgery and more a part of self-expression, more a part of rewarding oneself in a multitude of ways. And so you say you're passionate, and I think to do what you're doing, that would be a prerequisite.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to be passionate about it.
Yeah. And it's fortunate that those people that find that, because I mean, for so many people, I think generations before us, work was work. Oh, you get up, you go to work, you know, and then Friday you have a couple beers and you have kids and then it's over. That sounds pretty bleak, doesn't it?
That was, no kidding.
Sorry.
God, pull the shades down. It's over.
But if you find something you're passionate about and you can leave a legacy, mm-hmm. How did this? Did you approach the board, or did the board approach you in this?
Well, I had been serving on the board.
Okay.
So, because we were talking about this, and this is something we'd been discussing for a couple of years, and like I mentioned previously, it was this kind of pivotal moment where the board needed to make a decision. I did approach the board and said, look, I've been doing this for 8 years. I've served as a volunteer. I've served as a chapter leader. I've been in various positions on the board. I have the institutional knowledge and the love of the organization to make a really great leader.
Wow.
And so here I am today.
Good God, I'd vote for you.
I'd vote for you too.
I'd put you in office too.
So I think the next thing that popped in my head here, Ann, is if, say, you were a small nonprofit here, or maybe profit, but I don't know, whatever. You're a small organization, and it would be nice to have some help, and they have some ideas. Would they contact you, or what would be a procedure, something like that?
So the easiest way would be to go to our website, gayforgood.org, and there is a contact us page that will give you direct contacts to your local chapter.
Okay.
Or you can reach out to just our general email, which is info@gayforgood.org. And we do get requests often from different nonprofits asking for help. We're very much always looking to expand our network of nonprofits. We've worked with over 250, of which we work with on an annual basis. For example, in LA, we're about to have our 10-year anniversary, and we will be back at Runyon Canyon, where the very first project was.
Cool.
So there are certain nonprofits that become near and dear to Gay for Good, and we come back time after time. And then there's others that we work with on and off.
Nice.
Yeah. How frequently is there an event where Gays for Good are active?
So Gay for Good, the goal is to have at least one service project a month in each city. So that would be 12 a year. Some chapters have more. They'll do some smaller projects during the week.
Okay.
And others do it a little less frequently. Some of the chapters also have social activities. I just spoke with the folks in Columbus. They do an actual quarterly planned social activity.
Cool.
Other chapters do a social activity after the event. For example, LA just had a project at LA Kitchen and went over to Barbara's at the brewery for lunch afterwards.
Yeah, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's amazing. So do you think... in its growth, is it on a strong step forward now, Gays for Good as an organization?
Gay for Good is definitely growing and going to be in a lot more communities in the very near future. Yes.
Yeah.
We're looking at a goal of about 5 chapters per year. We've already added 4 just this year. We added Rocky Mountains, Palm Springs, and as I mentioned earlier, New York and D.C. just joined our group.
Yeah, I just think that the idea of it is such a positive thing, and in often when I read the news and Stacy gets all,
it's depressing.
She just wanted me to hear
because what you report is depressing and sad.
And we need some goodness in this world a little more frequently.
And there we have it. Gays for good.
Yeah, and we have it. We have, and we have someone here to represent all that. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
I'm buttoning in. excuse me. When you add a chapter, so do you have a chapter in each? You're trying to get a chapter in cities or states? Like, do we have one in Orange County?
You do have one in Orange County.
And where does what current, city does it come out of?
It's all of Orange County.
So it's
anybody,
just entire Orange
yes,
County.
It's just we call it Gay for Good Orange County.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yes,
good.
So
I'm
are
glad.
They, yeah, and are they identified typically by counties or cities or
a they
combination?
They all are different. I can tell you actually where we're located. So we have a chapter in Boston, Chicago,
yes.
Columbus, Dallas-Fort Worth, L.A., New York, Orange County, Palm Springs, Pittsburgh, the Rocky Mountains, San Diego, San Francisco, Twin Cities, and D.C.
Wow.
And we are in talks of expanding our Orange County chapter into Long Beach.
Oh, that would be great.
Orange County's huge. When you say Orange County, because Orange County's big. I mean, we run right to the border of of L.A., which is, starts the Long Beach.
Correct.
But we go all the way, Orange County goes from there, Long Beach, all the way to San Diego. So it's like that could be in a myriad of areas.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll have projects in Santa Ana. We'll have projects in Laguna. Cool. We have projects all over the county.
Good. Okay. That's what I was trying to get at. I probably didn't
correct.
It
wherever there's nonprofits that have a need, we will go.
Okay. Thank you.
So if you sign up on your mailing list and the new projects come up, you'll get an alert.
That's correct. Message. You'll get an email saying, hey, volunteers, we're having a project on such and such a date at this location, and you can sign up right there.
So I'm going to encourage all our listeners,
absolutely.
Even if it's an event, you know, you go a whole year, none of them really fit your schedule or there's something that you're just not available for it. There may be that one, and you may show up, and you may find that it's a new life-changing experience, you know.
It was for me.
Yeah, wow. You never know, and you might find your passion.
Exactly. You never know.
That's all very good. We're going to take a short music break here. We're going to come back, and we're going to chat a little bit more with Anne. And I have some fun news I want to bring up, because I know Stacy loves it when I talk about the news.
I do. I like it when it's fun and good news.
Well, this is interesting. want to use all our time on music. That's a great song. It's a dinka called Venice Beach, and that's been the Pride Festival's theme song, if you didn't know. I kind of adopted it.
Did you?
I did.
It's a good song. It's long.
It's kind of unheard of, but it's it's very long. But it's so we're here with Ann and Gay for Good.
Gay for Good.
And my lovely co-host, Stacy.
Yes, sir.
Miss King.
Yes, sir. Miss King.
The one thing we talked about, recreation is always fun. And you were talking about line dancing, and you did it last night. Well, we were kind of teasing about earlier in the show. So what? You drove all the way to LA to do some line dancing?
Is that what happened? I did. I drove all the way to Studio City last night.
Where at?
Oil Can Harry's. Friday nights at 9 p.m. And on Tuesdays, I believe it starts at 7:30. They have lessons.
Do they have lessons on Friday?
They do.
But
yes.
It's earlier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock.
Good crowd?
Great crowd.
Wow.
Great crowd.
It's nothing like seeing a bunch of country western guys twirling and spinning, and I don't know why it's near and dear to my heart, but it is.
I like it. I'm not a line dancer, but I love to watch the coordination of a group of people, and they're all doing it.
Yeah.
So when I'm gonna, you told me I could interject.
Yeah.
So when I'm gonna like embarrass myself because I'm very ignorant on this. When you say line dancing, like all I know is when I'm on the dance floor, and then they bring up like a country song, a whole horde of people go to the dance floor, and they do something like a boot scoot boogie. Is that like a
line
dance?
There is a line dance called
boot scoot boogie.
You guys
have names for them, do
you? Okay, oh, there's names for all of the dances. Absolutely.
Okay. Is that, see, all right. I wasn't too far off. No. But I usually leave the dance floor because I don't know how to. I stand there and try to learn, and I just am in the way, so I leave.
And you just pointed out something really important. Most of them would like you to be out of the way.
That's what I'm
learned
sure.
that very early on. If
really?
You don't know the moves, they'd prefer you come for lessons. Because when you've got a whole group of people moving one direction and one person standing.
Well, especially if you're intoxicated, I suppose.
Yeah, they're not a fan of that.
No.
I wasn't upon intoxicated freestyle
I wasn't
dancing.
Intoxicated. I was just lost. And I'm like, I'm going to leave the floor.
But you stay to the side and you slowly pick it up.
I was trying to learn it.
It's the only way you're going to learn it.
Yeah. Now, we're such an up topic there, but I have to talk about some because I think it's important and it's part of the community. And I know some time ago, a young man was murdered. And
here we go.
Yeah. A man accused of killing a gay student was confused about his own sexuality, and which I think everyone assumed. And I wanted to bring this up because if you're gay and you don't deal with it well, you can harm yourself and others, which is what the situation is. And being gay and learning to hate yourself and hate the world happens more frequently, I think, than we want to acknowledge. And the response can be a lot of things, from leaving home to doing harm to one's person or harm to others. And in this case, it was harm to others. A lawyer of the man accused of killing a gay man in a hate crime that said his client was struggling with his sexuality himself. Samuel Woodward appeared in court yesterday and denied a hate crime allegation against him. Prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder in connection with the death of Blaise Bernstein, a student at the University of Pennsylvania. So I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's very disturbing. But the young man had such issues with gay, and I have to assume they're learned, they're not inherited, and so there's some culpability in the community that when those hatreds are, you know, brought on, that they can have some very bad results. So we need to be careful. But anyway, now. This is the one I think Stacy will get a kick out.
You lost me in the other one. Getting my Kleenex out.
Yes. Well, this is better. The Christian right is worried that gays are ruining the musical Oklahoma.
You are kidding me.
Oklahoma, they are.
You're kidding me.
I find this crazy as all hell. Calling it an activist effort to twist the classic American entertainment into pro-gay entertainment.
You know.
The Christian Broadcast Network said, At issue is a New York Times article about an Oregon production of the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, where the lead couple, Curly and Lori, it's just two guys, oh no, and Lori, I guess, is two women, and the side character, Will Parker and Aldo Annie, are Will Parker and Aldo Annie. Andy, excuse me, instead of Annie.
Get it? You have lost me.
Oh, well, they're same sex.
Got it.
Yeah. The idea came from Bill Rausch, R-A-U-C-H, the artistic director of the Oregon Shakespearean Festival in Ashland, Oregon.
In Oregon.
Yeah. Who is gay. And he, the full production of The Gay Oklahoma started in Ashland in April and is set to play throughout October. Let's go to Ashland, you guys, and just go see the, oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes. Da, da, da. Unfortunately, the heirs of the Rodgers and Hammersteins no longer have a say in what happens in their plays. The CBN article says, referring to how the rights of the play are owned by Concord Music, which approved the production. So they lost out. But anyway, I just thought it was crazy. This is some crazy
what
stuff.
What does it matter your sexuality if you like the production? What yeah. That to me is completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
Completely.
So it brings, okay, Chasing Rainbows, the gay pride flag. What does the rainbow design mean? And when was the LGBT pride flag introduced? I do not know.
I would assume it's all the different colors are to encompass all the different people in the world.
That's
we
what
all
I,
have different colors. That is correct.
Yeah. Millions celebrate Pride Month around the world, and the colorful flag adds a splash of vibrance to celebrations. But why is the rainbow used as a pride symbol, and what is the history behind it? Here is the lowdown. So they have some actual what the colors mean. When the flag was first created, each color in the rainbow had a different meaning. And
do you have the meanings?
Yes, I do. they're good. Hot pink meant sex, whatever, just generally sex, okay? Red meant life.
Okay.
That's one of them.
That's nice.
Orange is healing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yellow is sunlight. Go figure. That's very creative. Green is nature.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And turquoise is magic and art. Indigo is serenity. And violet, the purple, is spirit.
Oh.
So now okay. You know.
Now I know.
And I like purple because it's a spirit.
Well, I like purple too, but. Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, that's a good thing. That's
a
nice thing. And it's calming.
Not all bad news.
It's calming.
Now, this is for the entertainers in the world that know that we all know that we lost an icon this last week.
Mm-hmm.
But the minister at the services today for Aretha Franklin's, his wife has a pink Cadillac, coincidentally.
Right.
So what do they do? If you have a pink Cadillac, you know, the freeway of love was
exactly
riding in my
pink Cadillac.
Thank you, ladies. So over 100 pink Cadillacs are expected to line the route to Aretha Franklin's funeral and stand honor guard along the 7 mile outside the 7 mile, which I guess is an area outside of the church. The tribute is a nod to the Queen of Soul's hits Freeway of Love. Approximately 24 singers will perform at the public memorial and private funeral for the diva. Cadillac owners who drive to Detroit to participate are invited to attend the funeral. That's pink Cadillac owners.
Mm-hmm.
Police officers normally line patrol cars and mounted forces outside the church. The church's pastor, Bishop Charles E. H. Ellis III, came up with the idea. The minister's wife, Sisette Ellis, owns a pink Cadillac. He said, wouldn't it be awesome if we have a pink Cadillac to pay tribute to Aretha Franklin and her legacy and all she's done for that has meant so much to so many around the world. It's kind of took a life of its own. I put the clarion call out before I knew it. There were people from Dallas, Omaha, Chicago, you name it. People driving 15 to 18 hours. Everybody is just so excited to be part of Aretha's Franklin's homegoing.
It's in Detroit, correct?
Yes.
I hope they televise that.
Oh,
it deserves to be televised to see all the pink Cadillacs line that's what we know her for.
Yeah. No,
so
and
I
the
hope
song
it's televised.
Blasting in the background.
Absolutely. I mean, hope it's televised.
And she's
she deserves that.
It's all about love, right?
Yes, it is. she stood for.
Now, we have immigration issues in here. I promised Ann we wouldn't get too political, but this isn't too political, but this. They were screening them.
My mama called me crying.
Someone cut you off instantly.
But it was on pause. So when you seek asylum, you have mm-hmm. to have a reason. And, mm-hmm. and often, well, as we know, there's many countries, and they're not just a few, but there are many countries out there still that being gay is illegal and... Mm-hmm. You're often in harm's way,
exactly.
at risk, major risk. Mm-hmm. So this gay asylum seeker is denied because he didn't know that the pride flag colors mean. So if you want asylum, you better...
Wait, you're kidding me. They denied his asylum because he did not know what all the colors stood for?
Right.
I would venture to say that 9 out of 10 people that,
right.
that are admittedly on that side of the fence don't know what the colors stand for.
Including the three of us until just,
just now. I'm like, that's just a ridiculous reason for denial.
Navid, an Iranian gay asylum seeker, thought he had found his new home when he settled in Vienna, Austria. But nearly 4 years after escaping persecution, he found life has turned upside down. Navid's application was denied by the Federal Office for Aliens and Asylum. Why? Because he couldn't name what each color in the rainbow pride flag stands for.
Okay, red is love.
Purple, serenity.
Purple, serenity. Orange is, yellow is sun.
Sun.
Green is nature.
Pink
Indigo
is...
Red is life.
Yep.
Yeah.
And pink is sex.
Oh, my God. Of course I forgot that one. Of course.
Oh, there's. We could probably go into that a little more, but we won't.
Well, that's just a sad thing that they would even hold that against someone.
Oh, my. I tell you.
There should never be
and also,
anything
I,
like that.
I want to, speaking of rainbows, I want to remind everyone, this last week I had the guest was here was Ashley, no, I want to say Ashley, Ingersoll. It's, yes, Angela Ingersoll.
Mm.
Angela Ingersoll. And the interview was one of those very, I thought it was one of the best ones we've had here at the station, on my show anyway. And it is still playing through the second. So you still have time to go see. I'm going to see it this Sunday.
And where is it
on
at?
The matinee. It's at the Laguna Playhouse.
I want to see
and
it.
And it's the end of the rainbow. And it's actually about the tragic, you take a hanky.
I know.
But it's about the love of her entertainment, Judy Garland, mm-hmm. as an entertainer, mm-hmm. that love and passion that she had. There's that word again, passion. Mm-hmm. And her sad ending. There's only 4 people in it, and there's a small orchestra, but I guess the stage production is really outrageous. So if anyone out there hasn't seen everyone
I
know that's seen it is it's great, you know. So I'm going to see for myself on this Sunday. I can't wait.
What time is it? What time are you seeing it on Sunday?
At 1 o'clock. The matinee's at 1 o'clock.
I want to get tickets. I got to go get 2 tickets.
Yeah,
it
online.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is one that I wanted to, I talked about last week, some news, but... Stacy wasn't here.
I know. I'm sorry. I was very ill.
I mean, that's terrible. I'm next time you can't make him call Ann because
there you go.
I couldn't. Sorry.
Well, there is this, and it was in the news again just yesterday. This pro LGBTQ church. It's we're in, getting mm-hmm. into religion here.
Mm-hmm.
Will brew its own beer.
It'll be a hit.
Yes, and where would they give the profits to? Just to be...
I'm hoping that they would give the profits to where it's most needed. For the people that are abused for being...
Well, I don't know if it's that, but it's Planned Parenthood, which I think...
No.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying that. No, I'm just like, seriously?
Yeah, seriously. It's The Greater Purpose Community Church recently sold its building and is now worshiping at a local food lounge where there are beer taps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It isn't a problem having the beer with a service, and with a service isn't frowned upon the church, but they serve the beer after the service. And it's a little tongue, but it is, they're really doing, it says, there's nothing in the Bible that says you can't drink alcohol in a responsible manner. Now the church has bigger plans. It has a contract to lease the building that previously housed a bookstore, and it's converting it into a brewery and a place of worship. So I said, you know, put a car wash nearby and a laundromat, and you can go cleanse your spirit, cleanse your clothes, have your car washed, and have a couple beers in the process. Sounds good to me.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. It's like, to go, hey, honey, it's laundry day. I'll be back.
Yeah. See ya.
And go out.
That's
and
an interesting idea.
Have some beer. Yeah. All right. Enough of the news for a bit. We're going to take
Sorry.
Now, we're going to play some happy music here soon. Not right now. The next ones we need. So.
Because we have to get back to Anne.
I know. We have to get back to Anne.
We have to get back to Anne. Tell us more about what her organization is doing.
Yeah.
On a good note.
Exciting stuff.
People living it is love, love, love.
Well, it says there's more. See? I hate to cut off the end of a song. Anyway, that song is Joey.
Oh, God, there is more.
See, I told you. That's Joey Diamond.
Okay.
That's a new song, and I tried to feature a few new songs. Everyone says, you have too much Johnny Mathis and Frank Sinatra. I need to kind of freshen
play
it
my
up.
Song.
Got a fresh. Oh.
Everybody loves my song.
Okay. Okay, later.
Thank you, later.
I'll have
in
to.
In the last few minutes.
In the last minute. We are closing up.
I'm in suspense.
I just think everyone loves the song.
So this is Craig at Rainbow Radio, KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10, and I have two fabulous young, beautiful ladies sitting across the console from me, Stacey King and Ann
Friedman.
Friedman.
Friedman, yes.
Friedman. Sorry. I'm getting my Ann's mixed up.
You know, and you keep calling her Annie.
No.
It's Ann.
I got it. I said I got my Ann's.
All right.
That wasn't Annie.
Annie's like my dog. My dog's name was Annie.
Oh, so. Okay. So let's...
How did we get in contact with Ann and the good she's doing?
Yeah, and you had some questions for
her.
Yeah,
tell us again. Please reiterate how we can, if we have people that want to volunteer, how do we get in contact with you?
Absolutely. If you want to have people want to come volunteer with us, all they have to do is they can go to our website, which is Gay for Good, spelled out GAYFORGOOD.org.
Okay.
/join, but it's pretty easy to find. And you can select which chapters you would like to be associated with. Oftentimes, okay. People here in Laguna might like to join both San Diego and the Orange County chapter. It's pretty mm-hmm. close.
Mm-hmm. So there is a San Diego
there
chapter?
There is a San Diego chapter. Very active, yes. And they're awesome. I've been down there to volunteer with them. I love my friends down in San Diego.
So nice.
It'd be
yeah,
an
like
excuse
that.
To travel to San Diego, right?
Absolutely. Is we get people who go out or join a chapter. Maybe they're traveling to Palm Springs and there happens to be something going on. It's a great way to meet some new folks.
Nice. I like that. See, that's good.
Share
the
below.
Other way that you can find us is mm-hmm. on Facebook.
Okay.
If you just search Gay for Good and the name of the chapter that you're looking for, you're sure to stumble upon it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Me too.
Pretty easy.
Me too. And I just want to say that, again, I seems like I see so many things that could use some good. And I want to appeal to the community out there. If you have something that needs some good from Gay for Good, be sure and follow up and let Ann know mm-hmm. that there are people out there that need some help with something. And maybe it's something you're not involved in, but you're something you observe, you know, mm-hmm. that you feel... you know, maybe someone is a family is suffering a tragic event and they need some help just with some basic stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We
support.
Work with all kinds of nonprofits to do different things, from painting the house of a senior to packing boxes at the food bank or washing dogs, as I said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Orange County, I remembered what they're going to be doing next month. They're going to be part of the coast cleanup.
Okay.
Doing the beach cleanup. We do a lot of environmental projects. Here in Orange County, one of the other organizations that we've helped many times is Mercy House Women's Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And did some really amazing things for them. Cleaned their home, organized their garage. We also, our chapter leader in Orange County is really awesome and took it to the next level. He brought someone to do the lady's hair and nails.
Nice.
So they got a little treat while we were there working.
So I think the important thing here is that it doesn't need to be a grand, extravagant cause. It can be something very simple as, you know, a park that's been neglected and it's
Absolutely.
In a community where there's seniors and they can't afford to fix it up, you know, or.
Correct.
Just about anything you could think
we
of.
We have scrubbed toilets. We have
See,
washed.
That's,
playground equipment. We have taken graffiti off of walls. We've picked up trash.
Cleaned up doggy parks.
We have done it all.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just want to put that out there. Don't think because it's a small cause, it's not worthy of a Gay for Good, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any organization that could use a group of, I'd say here in Orange County, typically about 30 people will show up on a Saturday morning. And if you've got a couple hours worth of work that you need done, we're out there ready to help you.
Nice. That's good. See? Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And they know how to get a hold of you.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, they have
I'm going to try and find your song here. Yeah.
Thank you. I can tell. Thank you.
You know, we're...
just want to close out with it.
Yeah, we're going to close. We've got just about 2 minutes left in the program. Again, I want to thank Ann.
Absolutely.
For being here. And you know what? Let's just say, is there anyone you want to shout out to? A recognition?
I'll say a shout out to all of our chapter leaders who are doing an amazing job in the 14 communities that we are. And my incredible board. But most importantly, probably a shout out to my wife, who has had my back through this whole process of quitting my job and convincing Gay for Good that they should hire me to take things to the next level.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Stacey, anyone you want to...
Just everyone. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Have a wonderful
I'm
day.
I'm going to shout out to Joey Meetzel, my buddy, and Mario Biazzo up in L.A.
Okay.
No explanation needed.
TMI.
TMI. And again, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
People that have that passion.
That's right.
And in their spirit and share it in the community, I can't thank you enough. Thank you from the community.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing. We do have people on here that do a lot for the community, and it's nice to recognize that.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing.
You turned your thing off.
What did I do?
There we go. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take it out with a happy tune, as I promised.
Thank you. Thank you.
And here we go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
We're on.
Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along. Friends to you, don't waste your time.